Weasel.
Don Cooper.
Don't come out of your house.
With Mully and Hanley. Don Cooper.
Mully and Hanley on the score. Let's get out to the Homer and Inn Pizza Hotline. Stop it at one of their 8 Chicagoland restaurant locations today. And there we find Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. Coop, it's so great to talk to you. It means baseball's coming back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been a while. Yeah, it's right around the corner now. So I'm in town here. We're going to be doing the Sox Fest. It's going to be a fun few days. And I'm on my way to the dentist as we speak in a cab.
You know what? That might be the best part of your day when Sox fans start asking questions.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
You know what, Jace? There you go. You know what? Somebody's up.
Yeah, there you go. He's all caffeined up. Coop, let's talk about the closer spot to start with. I keep reading.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you know what? Good question. I'm going to name him right now.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, but I keep reading that Thornton gets the first bite at the apple, right? And I mean,
who
I
mean, you listen. You're giving me news. You know, this is news to me. This is news to me right here. So, I'm not even sure what the heck you're talking about, Jason.
Well, here, we'll tell you. Here,
listen
take a
to
listen.
This. Here.
No, I mean, obviously right now where we're at, you know, you'd probably look at Matt doing that. And, you know, hopefully during spring training you get Addison coming up and has a good spring training. I mean, it's open. But, you know, right now I would say Matt's probably the guy to do that.
That's Robin Ventura.
Well, you know what? You guys got more info than me.
That's what we hear. You know, he said it yesterday or so on the score.
Yeah, right. Hey, like I said, you know, Matt certainly is capable. I think you got Addison Reed. That's a kid that's going to have to work into it. You can't name him. You got Jesse Crane is another guy that's more than capable. So, you know, we'll figure it out. No, hey, nobody last year was thinking it was going to be Santos. You know, so things get worked out. I'm a believer, and they'll show you who needs to be in there at that time.
And you know, the good news, I guess, is that, you know, you've done it before. Obviously, we go back to the World Series year. You use 3 different guys. You find Bobby Jenks. You find Santos when you struggle with it early last year. I mean, it does seem like a position that a lot of teams can't find, but you guys, for whatever reason, seem to be able to adjust pretty quickly with that spot.
Well, you know, in the situation you just described, you gotta adapt. You know, some things happen and people go down, or they may not cut the mustard. And you gotta find somebody. Unless it was great to be able to find, you know, Santos, that he was ready to take up that role. And you know, but they'll show us. They'll show us how they're throwing. You never want to go on spring training, you know. But sometimes you have to if you don't have enough information on a guy. But you know, heck. You know, we're going to be checking everything out come February 23rd, and I guarantee you by the start of the year, we'll have a guy.
Were you surprised when Sergio was traded away?
You know what? Yeah. I mean, I'm always surprised. But, you know, meaning it can happen. You know it can happen. But I don't sit home waiting to hear stuff. Or I kind of check the newspapers like I did all, you know, since I was a kid, looking at the box scores, looking at the transactions. And things like that, you know. Hey, this happens. This is baseball. Was I surprised that Burley kind of left? Yeah, I was. I mean, things happen. People come, people go, and this has always been. I've been doing this for a while now, so that's one lesson you learn real quick. That the names will change, and people come and go, but the job itself doesn't.
You know, maybe I read too much into it, but when I saw you hugging Burley at the end of that game, at the end of the season, that kind of hinted to me that maybe he was going to leave. And when it happened, it almost had prepared me a little bit. And obviously, Chris Sale now moves into the starting rotation. It's something that we've talked to you a bit about before. How excited are you to get Sale up and running as a starter?
You know, pitching coach, you know, you look. The challenges, and let me tell you something, every one of the guys and where they're at, it's always a different spot each year. It may be different people, it may be different roles. You know, it's something's going on with that individual. And that's the challenge. That's what, you know, so Chris Sale going from the bullpen in his second full year coming up in the big leagues, going from the bullpen as a starter, that's a major change in roles. You know, you're going to be out there for lots more innings, lots more responsibility, which means lots more efficiency we need. So you know, that challenge is one you look forward to and you'd like to see if it could happen.
All of us love job security, Coop. And, last year you were wondering whether you're going to be here or not. Now that John Denks knows he's going to be here, do you think that's going to help him? Obviously, he didn't get a lot of run support early last year, but it wasn't his best season. So do you think he can kind of settle down and know that not only is he going to be here, he's a guy that's going to be at the front of the rotation and really dependent upon?
I don't really think that's even a factor in anything. You know, whether he's here, whether he's there, whether he's there anywhere, they've got to go out and prepare and get ready to get the job done, you know. And maybe the safety and security and knowing that this contract status is taken care of. You know, I kind of always like guys striving for something, you know, playing for something. John was betting on himself for a lot of years. And I'm glad that they finally came to an agreement. And it looks like John's going to be here. But, John's responsibilities are the same.
He's Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on The Score. And Coop, I guess as I look at the moves that were made here in the offseason, you see a lot of young pitchers have been added to the minor league system, if not the major league team. Obviously, this is probably a better question when you get to camp and get a chance to see what these arms look like. But what can you tell us about any of these new guys? Is there anybody in particular that you were consulted with and feel like has a chance to make an impact here?
You know, I know we shouldn't ask that question. It's real early, and I did just wake up, and I just think to myself, I know we spoke a little bit about Toronto,
yeah,
or Sergio, and this guy. Which, you know, getting new uniforms. I mean, this year.
Coop, we're gonna try to reconnect with Don. We've lost him. He's on his way to the dentist. He's going to get himself some dental work done, apparently. So we'll hopefully get him back. Let's get back to the home run in hotline. And there we have Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach. And Coop, we lost you there. You were talking about what's the kid's name? Molina from Toronto?
Thank you.
Hey, Coop.
Hey.
We're talking about, is it Molina? Is that the kid? Molina?
I'm sorry I lost you guys. Here's the deal. I mean, this year, aside from the new young arms we got, whether it be Molina or Castro or Hernandez, and there's names I'm sitting down, I don't have in front of me right now, we've got those challenges. We've got the challenges of the guys like Sale you just mentioned, finding the closer. We've got a new manager, a lot of changes have happened with Quentin being gone and some people and Juan Pierre gone. So I'm excited to tell you the truth about the newness, to see what goes on and how we can do things and all the changes that are going to be taking place.
I heard AJ say the other day that he's going to talk about Ozzie if someone asks him about it at Sox Fest, but after that, it's time to move on. And once spring training starts, it's move on time. We talked to you a couple of times about some stuff that went back and forth there. Is it time for everyone to just move on? And I know it's hard for us to do it, but maybe it's easier for you guys.
You know what? I'm already down that road. You know, I'm already down that road. I just say move on time. So that's where I'm at. I've been there for a while.
Good enough. Coop, how are you going to pitch to Prince Fielder? Walk him every time?
Pretty carefully. You know, it's a good lineup they got, obviously. You know, nice addition. They lose Martinez, they get Prince Fielder, and it's nice that they can, you know, for that organization to be able to do that. So, let's face it, us and many, many other teams have challenges with the Detroit Tigers, for sure, as well as the Angels and other guys. I get a kick at them when another team makes a move and how that kills, hurts us or something like that. You know, listen, we've got our own situation to take care of, so do they. You know, it's got to be played out on the field. But obviously, Prince Fielder being picked up by the Tigers is a heck of a move for them.
What do you look forward to doing over the weekend? I mean, obviously, you're back in town. You get to go to your dentist. But, I mean, seriously, you've got a chance to see these pitchers, to talk to these guys. Is there anything that you get done from a work standpoint, or is it more just kind of catching up with everyone and having a laugh?
Well, you know what? It's going to be to try to enjoy the weekend, one, but I've got some video stuff that I'm going to need to sit down and look at. You know, I've got it in my binder sitting next to me right now. I've got some stuff that I've worked out for the scheduling of spring training that I'm going to give to to Mark Parent from the pitching end, you know, who's going to throw day one, day two, things like that. And, you know, other than that, I'm probably going to stop over at my apartment, pick a couple things up, but it's going to be enjoyment. And to tell you the truth, you know, I kind of look forward to coming up here and, you know, Sox Fest and stuff like that, but I really want to take best use of the time with my family the rest of the way. Until I hope it slows down, you know, until February 22nd, to tell you the truth, because you like spending time with family.
Speaking of video stuff, if you have an up-and-coming talent in the baseball world, go to DonCooperBaseball.com. You can upload the video, and Don will take a look at it and give you some pointers for your youngster. Maybe you got a high school kid who's got some promise, or anyone just looking to help out their kids, DonCooperBaseball.com, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of good feedback from that, Coop.
Yeah, it seems to be going well, you know. So again, it's something that's out there to help the kids if they want to get better, if they'd like to get better, improve, be better little leaguers, maybe make that high school team, and hopefully make the varsity team and things like that. But it's geared for all kids from, you know, all ages. It's the same stuff we do with the White Sox at the major league level.
Coop, thanks a ton. It's great to talk to you. Honestly, it really brings a little sunshine because we are looking forward to baseball.
Yeah, we're going to be getting after it pretty soon anyway, you know. We'll be meeting a lot more regularly. You guys take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of the time and look forward to seeing you in spring training.
All right, Coop.
Thanks
very
so much.
That's
Don Cooper, the White Sox pitching coach.